पते न किंचि जेषां किमुष्यात् इतरेण तेषां अकिञ्चनानामयि भक्तिमाया सा डिवोशनल लाइफ भक्ति योग इज सो एक्सॉल्टेड दैट दे डू नॉट केयर फॉर heavenly planet, apavarga, mukti, liberation, they do not care. Insignificant. That sloka of Prabhupada Saraswati, he realizes that kaivallam narakaya, the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme is called kaivalya. Kevaladvaitam, oneness. So for a devotee, it is as good as the hell. Kaivalyam narakat. And then, what about heavenly planets, sargalok, janalok, mahalok, tamalok. The akasa puspayate, tridasapura, akasa puspayate. In Bengal, there is one word, ghoraddim, means nowhere. Just like horse. Horse never give any egg. But it is said that it is as good as the egg of horse. That means there is no such thing. Insignificant. So, akasa puspayate. Akasa puspayate means it has no value. Simply imagination. Actually, there is a value. Suppose if you go to Sarvaloka, become Indra, so, that is not permanent. By pious activities, you can become Brahma, Indra, and so many demigods. You can hold that post. But, abrahma bhavana lokan punarahuti. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, what is the benefit? Again, you have to come back. Kine punne puna martalu vangusanti. Similarly, even you go to the Brahma effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, ఆరుధ్య కృచ్ఛేన పరమ పద తిరస్కార పరమ పదం ఆరుధ్య కృచ్ఛేన పరమ పదం తతాపతంచి అధ అగైన్ పడ్డం. Therefore, for a devotee, akinchanana, they all neglect all these things. They don't care for all these things. Paivallanganarakayate tidasapuro akasapuspaka duddhanti indiyakarasatpapatali pratkhata dhamustaya vishyampurnam sukhayate. They are karmi, jnani, yogi. They are feeling that this material world is full of distresses. Let us take relief from this and become one. Karmi is trying to go to the Sarvaloka, Jnanis want to go to the Brahma Jyoti, the yogis also, they desire like that. Because they do not feel very comfortable within this material world. But a devotee, there is no such thing that in the material world they are uncomfortable. No. Why? Wherever there is Krishna, wherever is Narayana, that is our light. That is the view of the devotional service. Narayana parasarvi nukha kutasthana vibhati sarga aparga narakeshapi tullartha darshina. Narayana para, they are not anxious either to go to sargaloka or to refrain from it. They are satisfied. Wherever Krishna keeps me, that is our life. Never mind whether it is heaven or hell. Because he has got Krishna within him. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayat. He is concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Premanjana Charita. Wherever Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, that is Vaikuntha. Just like Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is there in every living entity's heart. So the hog, dog, they have got also heart, and there is also Krishna. So does it mean that he is living with hog and dog? He is living in Vaikuntha. Itad isanam isasya. This is called isasya isanam. Wherever he may live, he lives in Vaikuntha. Similarly, the devotee, he lives with Narayana, so there is no question of hell and heaven. He is in Vaikuntha. If Krishna is living in Vaikuntha, the devotee is also living in Vaikuntha. He is concerned with Krishna, Narayana. Therefore, they are not afraid. Narayana parasandena kutasthana vibhati. Narad Muni, he is traveling everywhere. He is going to hell. He's going to heaven, he's going to Vaikuntha to see Narayana. And he's chanting, Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhikaram. That's all. Because he's chanting for him, his business is to enlighten. If he goes to Naraka, hell, he'll advise them, chant Hare Krishna. And if he goes to Indra Loka, he'll advise the same thing. And if he goes Sarga Loka or any Loka, that is Narada Muni's business. Similarly, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they should not be afraid of this hell and heaven. Wherever they should go, they'll simply preach, chant Hare Krishna. This is their business. Therefore, itarena tesha akinchana nagamai bhakti bhura. But one has to become akinchana. Nothing material, simply the lotus feet of the Lord. This is Narottama Das Thakur said, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta. He is praying Nanda Suta Krishna Vrishabhanu Suta Juta along with Radharani. Vrishabhanu Suta is Radha. Kuruna Karaha Eiva. Just be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa Kahe Natheliya Ranga Pahe. I am fully surrendered to you and you don't throw me away. Natheliya Ranga. Tumi Vina Kaya Chav. And this is what? I have nothing except your lotus feet. This is akincha. Akincha. No other things except your. Now how you can throw me away, give me shelter? This is akincha bhakti bhava. If I think that I have got another shelter except Krishna's lotus feet, then I am not akincha. Kincha. I have got some other hope. No. Akinchan means only hope, Krishna. That is full surrender. Akinchanana bhakti. Akinchana gochara. Kunti Devi, in her prayer, he has addressed Krishna. Akinchana gochara. You are realized by such person who has no other thing to possess. Akinchana gochara. This word is very nice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, niskinchana na, niskinchana shya bhagavad bhajano mukasya. Bhagavad bhajan means niskinchana. If we want to enjoy something material, oh, there is no question of Bhagavad Gita. Because even if you have little pinch of desire to enjoy material comfort, you will not be admitted. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritasya. Fully, anna-vilāsita-sunyam. Sunna means zero. Unless you make material aranareva, no more, enough of this material enjoyment. Then a bhakti yoga begins. This is sarva-dharmān paritasya. Even Brahma-bhūta, Brahma-realization, that is also not akinchana. Aham Brahmasmi, I am in Brahma Jyoti, I have become something important. No. Even Brahma Jyoti also neglected. Kaivalyanga Narakaya. This is the position of the devotee. Akinchanana. Akinchanana mai bhakti bhaja. So, bhakti, devotional service, is not easy, but at the same time, very easy, one moment's business. One moment, but I must be willing. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. If I do it, immediately. But that I am not willing. We have seen so many persons. Krishna says directly that you surrender unto me, Sarvadharman Paritajya. Still he said, when Krishna will be merciful, then I shall do. What is this nonsense? Krishna is directly asking you, again he has to become merciful. What kind of merciful? These are all pleas, different pleas. Actually, he doesn't want that I shall not surrender to you, sir. I shall place some pleas, that's all. In that way, when we become actually niskinchan or akinchan, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanonmukha. Bhagavad bhajanonmukha means niskinchan. Param, what is that bhagavad bhajanonmukha? Param aparanga jigivisu bhavasagara. Bhavasagara, this ocean, sagara means ocean. And bhava, bhava means take birth and again die. Bhutya-bhutya-praliyate, that is called mrittu-saṅsāra-bhakmuni. Krishna says, māga-prāpya nivartante mrittu-saṅsāra-bhakmuni. This is Bhagavad-gītā. We do not know how many times we have taken birth and again died. That's a fact. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. Millions and millions for years we are doing that. Mrittu-saṅsāra. Still, we are so shameless, we want to do again and again that. Punap-punacchar-vita-charvanāna. This word is punap-punacchar-vita-charvanāna. I have enjoyed this material life, ahara-nidrā-bhaya-vaśanāṁca. Eating, sleeping, sex and bhaya is everywhere. A small insect up to Brahma or Indra. This is the business. So, people do not want to stop this business. They want to improve the business. I'm eating now without any plate. And if I can eat on the golden plate, they are thinking this is advancement of civilization. So, the eating process, eating means khut nivitti tushti pushti. Tushti pushti khut nivitti. When one is hungry, when he eats something, according to the taste, a gentleman is eating halwa puri and a hog is eating stew. So the taste and tushti pushti khudnivitti is the same. Either you eat halwa puri or stew. They were eating according to the taste. Just like in the airplane, we sit down, they are asking, sir, what kind of, we say, we refuse. We don't touch anything in the airplane, because they know what is that. And the next man, he is eating very nicely the intestine of hog. We have seen it. It's very nicely eating with spoon and fork. Very enjoying. And we say, what nasty thing is eating. With that, do not touch it, what is offered. So, why? We are taking whatever little things we have taken with us. But the result is the same. Tushti, pushti, khutmi. You are hungry, you take something, so your appetite will decrease and your satisfaction will increase, you'll get strength, pushti pushti quickly. This is not improvement. Eating by the hog and eating by the human being, the result is the same. Tushti pushti khutnivit. But eating the intestines of the hog and eating halwa puri, it does not make any difference. Ei bhalo, ei mono, sam mono dharo. In this material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental concoction. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. So we should not be attached. We should completely give up anything material. That is nischincha. We have no business with anything material, either in the golden plate or on the street, on the floor. It does not make any difference. Our business is how to accept the prasadam. What Krishna has eaten, that is our concern. We are not interested with the intestine of hogs or halwa puri. No. We are interested to eat which is already accepted by Krishna. Krishna varo dayamaya korivare jivhaja saprasad anna vilobhaya. Our business is that Krishna is so kind. The Krishna prasad, those who are eating Krishna prasad, they are enjoying everything. Krishna varo dayamaya korivare jivhaja. We have got thousands of nice preparations. Why should you go to the hotel and restaurant? There are so many nice preparations offered to Krishna. Patram pusam, Krishna is ready to accept from a devotee whatever he offers, but within the limitation. Otherwise he will bring hog's intestine. That is not desire. If people say, whatever I eat I can offer to Krishna, there is a class, they say, whatever I eat, you can offer, but that is not the process. The process is, you must offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like you invite one gentleman, you ask him, what can I offer you? That is etiquette. Not that however a rascal you being and one has to eat. No. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakti apirichati tadaham asrami. I eat that. How he can eat? The atheist class will see, oh, you are offering so many nice foodstuff, but it is lying there, he is not eating. But he does not know the process of eating by Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti panti kalayan. He can eat by his eyes. He can eat by touching. And even if he eats the whole thing, again he can keep the whole thing. Punnasya punnamadaya punnameva vasishya. The atheist cannot see. But devotee, he can know. That Krishna is eating and prasadam is at take. So bhakti bhajam, so we have to learn what is bhakti. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra syat. If actually we advance in devotional service, then naturally virakti annatra syat, that is niskincha. No more test with the material world. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanur makasya param param jimisho bhavusagarasya. We must know why we shall take to devotional service. பரம பரங்க ஜிகிஷு நாட் டு ரிமெயின் வித் இன் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட். பதங்க பதங்க ஜத விபுதா ந தேஷா ஹியர் இன் தி மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட். பதங்க பதங்க விபுதா எவ்ரி ஸ்டேட் தேர் இஸ் விபுதா தேர் இஸ் டேட். ஸோ டோன்ட் திங்க் தட் she is dying or he is dying and I shall not die. Everyone will have to die. Every step there is danger of dying. It is not that the ghute pore gobor hashe. Everyone has to die. Then before that death we must become fully Krishna conscious so that ante narayana smriti. The end will come today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Nobody will live here. But the success is if we can remember Narayana at the end of life. That is success. Ante Narayana Smriti. We should practice that. Don't bother about that I shall die tomorrow, you are dying today. So I am better than him. Nobody will live here. Everyone will die. And we must be prepared for death. And the devotee has no fear for dying. Because if he is completely surrendered to Krishna, then he is going back to him. Tatra deham punarjanma naiti upameti. Simply by surrendering to Krishna. And what is that surrendering? Manmana bhavad bhakto manjani magnavata mame vaishyasi asamsaya. Without any doubt, he is giving assurance. Four things only. Always think of Krishna. Manmana bhavad bhakto manjani magnavata. Anyone can do it. Everyone can offer Krishna patram pushpam phalam tayam. Everyone can hear from Krishna. What is Krishna? Where is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we want enjoyment in this material world. That is the difficulty. Therefore, it is recommended that akinchanana mai bhakti bhaja. For a devotee, there is no problem. He is not attracted by liberation or by sargulok, by yogic perfection. He is not at all interested. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami shapali asant. Because they cannot get shanti. Because they want something. The bhukti, the karmis, they are working so hard. They want some material profit or go to the sargalok to enjoy more. This is bhukti. And mukti, they are also undergoing severe austerities, penance, tapasya, for becoming what? Kaivalya sukham, kevaladvaita. They are also working. And the yogis, they have also worked very hard. Yoga practice is not so easy. Dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, samadhi. It requires, especially in this age, it is not so easy. It was easier in the Satyuga. Kriti jat dhyayato Vishnu, samadhi. That was possible. And now it is not possible. Our bhakti yoga is so easy. Simply manmana bhavar bhakta maljari manavasku. Very simple thing. So we should take to bhakti devotional service and reject everything. Niskinchana. That will make your life successful. Thank you very much.